We'll say we're continuing with the remainder of Daf Chaf Vav. We left off today on Chaf Vav Amud Beis 26b, and we are picking up Emeretz Hashem 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 lines up from the bottom. So the Gemara says, Vahal, im ba shemesh, lo meshkachas, lo shetatas, or berubo. But one second, if the carbon was brought together with Shkia Sachamo, together with sunset, then ultimately, again, you will not find a situation where the fire will consume most of it prior to Shkia. To which the Gemara says, you're right, kan liklot, kan lahatir. Ultimately, again, what the Gemara is talking about over here, when the Gemara allows, or the Brisa allows, for certain things to be offered up with Shkia, that's ultimately, again, for the carbon to be accepted on the Mizbeach. Versus, at the point in time where the carbon has the ability to be matir, the shiraim. So the shiraim, the leftover, or the, I should say, the consumable parts of the carbon, ultimately, again, cannot be eaten just as soon as it's put on the mizbeach. But lamaisa, the carbon itself is accepted as a carbon as soon as it is put on the mizbeach, and the fire begins to take hold of it, as long as that occurs before shkia sachama, even if the majority is not consumed by the fire. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar masnin lemi bo hashemesh. So Rabbi Elazar goes ahead and he has a different drasha. And he understands this ultimately again as mi bo hashemesh to mean after shkia. Umokim la bepokim. And therefore again, he understands that the Brice is talking about a situation where something was put on the Mizbeach, but then we've seen pokin before it pops off the Mizbeach. Vechinema Ravdimi am Rabbianai bepokin. Ravdimi and Sidin Rabbianai also had the same version of the Brice when dealing ultimately again with an item that pops off the Mizbeach as a result of the heat. To which the Gemara says, Umiyama Rabbianai hachi. But did Rabbianai really say this? Vaham Rabbianai, Ketores shepokim al gabi am Mizbeach. If Ketores pops off the Mizbeach, Afilu kartin sheba, even if it's just, afilu kartin sheba in machzirin osa, even ultimately again, it's the parts of it that are whole. Kartin refers to literally the pieces of the guitarist that are whole. Even those parts are not returned back to the mizbeach. V'tani Rabbi Chanina bar Minyumi, bid Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, asher tochal ha'ish es ha'ola shal ha'mizbeach, ikule ola atamachzir, vi atamachzir ikule kitoris. It teaches us that halacha l'maisa, you only consume a carbon, like ola, which pops off the mizbeach, and you put it back on. But if you have kitoris, which was consumed by the mizbeach, even if there are whole pieces of it, once it pops off, you do not put it back on the mizbeach, which the Gemara says, you're right, sami mikan ketores. Enochinami, you are correct. Go ahead and remove ketores from this list. So we'll say, so the Gemara ends off with an interesting idea. Actually, before we get to this, Rabasi said as follows, ki pashut Rabbi Elazar ben Menachos, and Rabbi Elazar was studying Menachos, boy hachi, he asked the following question. So, by Rabbi Elazar, okay, we feel komets shesidro, v'sidr alaves ha-ma'aracha. So, this is actually a very interesting case. If, let's say, you put the komets on the Mizbeach, but you then, so normally you would take the komets, right, the handful of the mincha, which is offered up on the mizbeach, you would offer that up on top of the wood. Let's say in this situation over here, you put the wood on top of the mizbeach. The sidr alaves ha'maracha, mau, derech haktara b'kach, in derech haktara b'kach, is this considered to be a normative fashion of burning the komets or not? To which the Gemara answers, Teku. And now the Gemara is going to end off by asking a couple of these types of questions where essentially one deviated from the normal procedure of the offering of the carbon. Boichiskia. So we're now five lines up from the bottom. Boichiskia. Let's say you put sacrificial limbs on the Mizbeach. And you put the wood on top of the limbs. Again, normally, you have a pile of wood. You put the sacrificial limbs on top of the wood. What happens if you put the wood on top of the limbs? Mahu. Ala itzim am rachmana dafka ala itzim. So the Torah says that you shall place the carbon on the wood, ala itzim. So does ala itzim mean dafka? Meaning that dafka has to be placed, the carbon has to be placed on top of the wood. Oh, dilma kevan dechsev krach rina ashatocha ala esha saola ala mizbeach. Or there is another pasuk. The other pasuk says that the fire should consume the ola on the mizbeach, which sounds like the most important thing here is that the carbon is consumed by the fire. It doesn't make a difference if the wood is on top or the wood is on bottom. What matters is that the carbon is consumed. So that's the fundamental shayla. So on one hand, from the first pasuk, al ha'itzim seems to tell me that the sacrificial limbs have to be put on top of the wood, but yet the second pasuk that says Ashotocha La'ish sounds like it just has to be consumed by the fire, and as long as it's consumed by the fire, whether the wood is on top or the sacrificial limbs are on top shouldn't seem to matter. So what's the halacha? To which the Gemara once again answers, Teku. Another kasha. By Rabbi Yitzchak Nafchas. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafchas has the following kasha. Eivaren shesidran betzidim arachamahu. What happens in this case over here? I place the limbs to the side of the wood. So the sacrificial limbs are placed on the side of the wood, not on top of the wood. Not on top of the wood, and not below the wood, but literally on the side of the wood. Mahu, what's talocha? Aliba demand amr al mamish lo tibay locha. So according to the opinion that says that ala itzim literally means the sacrificial limbs have to be placed on the wood, so there's no shayla. Obviously this will not be good because it's not being placed on the wood. Top of chavzayna with aleph. Lo tibay locha, da ala itzim ksiv. Ki tibay locha, so where does the kasha come up? Aliba demand amr al besamuch. So we'll say there is another interpretation, and this other interpretation understands that the word al doesn't just have to mean on, but al could also mean next to. So if that's the case, if you interpret al as also being next to, so what would that particular opinion say? Would it be enough if the sacrificial limbs were placed next to the fire, even if they weren't placed on the fire itself? To which the Gemara says, do we say that when the pasuk says ala itzim means yes, you could put the sacrificial limbs on the wood, but you could also put it next to the wood? Or maybe again, al ha'itzim is like al mizbeach. How so? Ma hasam al mamish. Just like when the pasuk says you have to place the carbon on the mizbeach itself. So on the mizbeach literally means on the mizbeach. Af hachanami al mamish. So too over here, when it says al ha'itzim also means on top of, literally, to which the Gemara answers, Teku. So remember again, so we'll have to wait for Eliyahu HaNavi to answer these kashas. So the common denominator between this last round of questions is that these are all deviations from the norm. These all represent situations in which I'm offering the carbon up in a little bit of a different way. I'm placing the wood on top of the sacrificial limbs. I'm placing the sacrificial limbs ultimately again by the side of the wood. So ultimately, again, each of them have deviation, and again, the Gemara does not reach a conclusion, essentially indicating to us that the psukim from which these halachos are derived could be read in one of two ways, which ultimately leads or yields the conclusion of Teku, and Halavai Shavizoch Emeretzun Eliyahu Navi should come Bikarov to answer all of these kashas for us. We'll stop over here for today, and we will Emeretz Hashem pick up on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph at the Mishnah Emeretz Hashem tomorrow, wishing everyone a wonderful day.